Hey friend, welcome home to the Naked in Truth podcast. In a world where it's hard to find the truth, we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable. This is not your average fitness podcast. We're a community of people that choose to do it different. Naked in Truth is designed for you to own your potential, to live your life with intention, to expand your mindset, and find a community that empowers you to become the highest version of yourself. Each week, you're going to unlock a new understanding of how you can make your impact. You're not meant to be average. You're meant to own your potential. Here comes another raw, real, and relatable episode. It's time to grow. Hey, friend. Welcome back to the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host, Sari D, and I am so pumped that you're here with me today. I first want to start out by saying happy Easter. It is Easter Sunday today. He is risen, and I hope that you guys have had the best Easter weekend with your family. Now, it is hard to believe that it is the last day of March. We are 25% of the way done 2024. And I just want to stop there for a second. And I want you to take a second to think about how has this first quarter gone? Maybe it's been amazing. You're so proud of what you've accomplished. Maybe you feel like you should be a little bit further than where you currently are. Maybe it's been an absolute shitstorm and you're wondering how the heck are we already 25% of the way through the year. I feel you, okay? Now, what I want to encourage you guys is I want to encourage you to recognize that we are stepping into a whole new season. It is spring. And what does spring bring? But spring brings freshness and newness, okay? Spring is literally the definition of a rise. It is time for us to rise up into our highest potential. Now, with us being on a mission in this coming quarter to really bring forth our highest self, this means that we need to do it different. And one thing that you may have noticed if you are tuning in on your favorite podcast player is there is a whole new introduction to the Naked in Truth podcast. Now, when you finish this episode, you will also notice that there's a new ending. And there's a great reason for that, because it is time for new, okay? There is a time where we need to reset ourselves. And in order to reset ourselves, we need to take everything that we've been taught over the last little while, what's potentially held us back in the last little while, what has potentially frustrated us at certain points, what has called and pulled on our heart of the direction that we should be going. And we need to compile all of this into one and allow for it to be able to align itself and lead us in the direction of where we want to go. In order for us to step into our highest self, we need to start acting like that person right now. And I know that I have been teasing you all that it's going to be a big April, but I am not going to come short on that. So not only was there some changes coming through with the podcast, like a little bit more of a revamp when it comes to our mission statement and just our overall values. Like the podcast is always going to be raw, real, and relatable, but it is going to definitely have its focus in regards to fitness, but not in the way that a lot of people think. So I want to get you excited for what's about to come with guest speakers, with the lessons that you're going to learn in and of themselves here. Because if you have ever watched any of my social media, if you are currently on the team or you've ever been on Team Authentically Fit, then you know 100% that we are all about doing it different, that we are the type of people that recognize that in order for us to be able to achieve the things that we want to, we can't keep doing the same things anymore. And I feel so called to be stepping into a different season right now. And I am so excited to lead you guys and take you on the journey with me, because I think that many of you are feeling the exact same way, that it is time for new. It is time for freshness. It is time to step into our highest self. And you know, I have so many things that I'm excited to be releasing in April. It is no lie when I say that it is a massive month in regards to what you're going to be seeing with my content. I am going to be doing a parasite cleanse and heavy metal detox. We're going to be talking more about that.
You know, there might be a couple of programs that are launching, which is really exciting. So just stay tuned for what is about to come. But in order for me to be able to get to that point, I needed to step into my future self. And that's where I think a lot of us lose the mark, is that we think that in order for us to be able to get to that next point, that we need to hit some sort of milestone, have some sort of growth or lesson learning or challenge. But what we don't realize is that all of what we've been through prior is what has allowed for us to have goals, that has allowed for us to feel like things are calling on our heart in the direction that we want to go. And so it's up to us to really start acting like that person, to make sure that we are thinking like our future self, that we are acting like our future self. And, you know, a lot of us, when we're thinking about ourselves in the future, like, we're not thinking that we're going to be worse off than where we are now. A lot of us believe that our future self is going to be our highest self. And what I want to remind you is that just because I say that I'm stepping into my highest self right now, that does not mean that I'm not going to beat her again later down the road. But with everything that I've gone through and everything that I've learned, this is where I get to step into right now. And I feel like there is no better time for that than this spring season. It is literally our time to arise as a community and to allow for ourselves to really own our potential. Now, it is something that you've heard me talk about many times, but the great part is that that's the mission that we're going to be following on this podcast, is how we get to own our potential, not just in regards to our physical health, but our mental health. And that is how we are going to choose to do it different than a lot of the information that you see out there, right? There is so much that is done at the masses. There is so much that I feel like is literally just pushed on us as trends to make us feel like we need to follow something, make us feel like we don't have something, we aren't enough of something. And that is just crap, okay? It truly is crap. And I do not want us to feel like us being unique and authentic to who we are is a disservice. It is something that's going to be an advantage to us many years down the road if we're willing to own it. And a lot of the time, all of these lessons that we're being taught don't teach us that we are truly the ones that are holding ourselves back from our highest potential, from being able to be our highest self. And I just am so tired of me being the one blocking myself from getting to that next level. And so that's the commitment that I'm holding myself to. That is why I have pumped this up so hard, is because it's okay for us to outgrow who we used to be. And I know that you guys are going to end up seeing changes within this podcast, how I'm speaking, how I'm portraying myself. This is not an act that I'm doing. It's something that you guys get to literally see me level up over the years. And I think that that's so exciting, because this has been something that has been calling on my heart for so long. And I don't want you to ever stop yourself from getting to that next level solely for the fact that you feel uncomfortable. Maybe you speak differently now. Okay. Maybe you act differently. My word for 2024 is uncomfortable, which means I'm gonna be doing some stuff that makes me feel uncomfortable. And that's exciting. Okay. It's not something that I need to be fearful about. Are people going to judge me on certain things? Potentially, but they have the opportunity to judge me at any point in my life. So why would I not take the opportunity to be able to follow my heart, follow my passion to its highest capability, to stop playing small, to get uncomfortable, to allow for myself to lead with the love and the passion that I know that I have inside of my heart. And I know that this is going to speak to so many of you, because I know a lot of you listening right now, you feel like you're playing it small. You feel like you are allowing for other people's opinions, potentially even your own, to stop you from doing the things that you actually want to do. I just want to take a quick break from this episode to remind you that you don't have to feel stuck anymore. In a world where there's an overwhelm of information, it can literally feel impossible to know where to start your health and fitness journey.
It's my life's mission to teach others how to own their potential and keep health simple. I don't want you to feel discouraged if you feel like you failed at achieving your health and fitness goals in the past. You're here for a reason, and I want you to see success like hundreds of the clients who have joined Team Authentically Fit and have chosen to do it different. If you're ready to stop gaining all of the weight back that you lose, if you're tired of trying the fad diets that fail, if you're tired of feeling sick and tired, and you're ready to make a long-lasting change that is going to make health simple and allow for you to look so good that you didn't even realize it was possible, I want you to message me the words, "Do it different," right now, on my Instagram at authentically.fit, where I promise to change your life and allow for you to keep these results for good. You do not need to waste your time feeling stuck any longer. Make sure to send me the words "do it different" to my Instagram at authentically.fit, and we will discuss a plan that is made specifically for you and your success. One that's going to allow for you to truly own your potential. I can't wait to hear from you and start changing your life today. It's time for us to get back to this impactful episode. Let's get raw, real, and relatable.
To stop you from allowing yourself to get to the new horizons, the new levels, the highest, like your highest self point that you want to get at, simply because you are listening to what if. What are they going to think? What if they think this? What if I do something and I look stupid? What if this person doesn't want to hang out with me anymore? What if, what if, what if? But like, what if that what if is imagine the group of people that are going to align with you and really feel like they are your community that you've been missing the whole time? What if you try something new and get uncomfortable and you end up absolutely loving that thing that you chose to do that you were scared to because you thought that it would be awkward or maybe you would look stupid? Okay. Like, this is something that I'm speaking on in regards to a broad scale because I want to make sure that this analogy is hitting more than just one type of person, because the truth is that we all have different goals. We all have different ambitions. We all have different fears. We all have different experiences that we've been through in life that have built up these beliefs in our head. And a lot of the time, these self-beliefs are self-sabotaging beliefs. And those are the beliefs that I say no more to. I am done holding on to things that I have allowed to hold me back in the past. And the truth is that in order for me to be able to get to this point, I have had to take some time for forgiveness for myself, okay? There is moments where I need to have conversations and detach from these self-beliefs that I've built over the years, you know? I've grown so much, as I'm sure you guys can imagine, from listening to the start of the podcast, where I really tell my story throughout different episodes. Has my confidence grown? Have I grown as a person? Without a doubt, but there's still so much that still has held me back from getting to that next level. And I am just at a point in my life where if I do not take these steps, if I do not take these risks, if I do not choose to get uncomfortable, if I do not choose to believe in myself in the highest capacity, I am going to regret not utilizing these years more than anything else. And that's what I want to remind you guys of, is that when you get to your last days and you think back, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I accomplish this? Like, nobody else is going to give a shit. You have to live with the fact that you chose to not believe in yourself. Like, that should hurt you so much more than what someone laughing at you or someone not supporting you could ever do to hurt you, okay? Because you're the one that has to live with that in your mind, that you chose to not believe in you, which is why you never got to that level that you knew deep down inside that you were capable of. But because of all of these past beliefs that you've held on to stronger than being able to take that risk, being able to take that chance, being able to simply believe in yourself in the way that you know you deserve, that shit hurts. I don't want to be stuck with that. I want to be able to look back and be so proud of the risks that I took, because I know that every opportunity that I open myself up to is a lesson. Whether it's a loss, whether it's a win, you know, when you're trying new things, you're never going to be great at the beginning. But that's the beautiful part about it, is that we aren't meant to be experts at the beginning, which is why I say the joy is in the journey, okay? But because we see all of this stuff on social media where people look perfect, their lives look perfect, it looks like they've made $1 million in literally a year's worth of effort, like that isn't real. And even if it is real, it doesn't mean that that's meant to be your story. And that's where we really need to own our own potential instead of looking at other people and being jealous, being envious, being allowing for that to take away from what we're capable of doing. We should be able to look at other people and use them as inspiration that we can do that too, that we have the potential to do it better. That, you know, if you are looking at somebody, like let's just say somebody has a Lamborghini and you really want to make sure that you're building your business to a point where you are buying this purple Lamborghini, okay? It's okay for your story to be different than theirs in order to get there. If your story takes longer to get there, that doesn't mean that you lost or that you did worse than them. You actually gained more information, you gained more confidence, you gained more life experience in the years that it took you to get there if you were willing to take the lessons and the joy in the journey, okay? It's not always about that end goal. We don't realize how much of our life is actually made up of the journey. And when we get so laser focused on just that destination, it takes away from so much of what we should be enjoying. And in a world where we're stuck in front of our screens, comparing ourselves to AI really at this point, which is like kind of mind-blowing to really think that they have like AI that is being set up with jobs and getting paid much more than many of us get paid. But like we're living in a fake world and it's taking away from our ability to be happy. And so I want this message to encourage you that this is a new season that we're stepping into. This is a season where we literally choose to do it different, where we promise ourselves that we're going to go for the uncomfortable, because we know that when we are in a spot where we're quote unquote comfortable, we're actually uncomfortable because we have something pulling on our heart that's telling us that we deserve bigger. You're not meant to be average. You are meant to own your potential. And that is what we are going to be doing here in this community, is building ourselves up to be the type of people that stay committed to what we say we're going to do. We are the type of people that aren't afraid to take risks because we know that we win no matter what, whether we get what we're looking for right away or if it's a complete fail on our face, because we know that there is so much experience that we're going to learn in that. We're going to have challenges in life. We're going to have hardships in life. And it really comes down to how we're willing to look at them. But when we are at a position where we are literally functioning in our highest power, then the best thing that we can possibly do is believe in ourselves. Okay. It is going to allow for us to solidify that journey and bring us to places that we didn't even realize that were possible. Because as I mentioned, whether it was a win or whether it was a fail, when we believe in ourselves, we're believing that this was meant to be part of our journey, to teach us this lesson, to get us to that next level. When you believe in yourself, you never truly lose. And so I am committing to that in this season. You are going to see a different side of me because I'm stepping into her. I'm acting as her. I am being her. I am speaking as her. I am showing up as her. I am being consistent as her. Okay? And I'm so excited to bring you guys along with me. So I hope that this message resonated with you. I hope that you are excited for the new. I hope that you are ready to arise with me. So all I can say is stay tuned for a wild, fun, raw, real, and relatable journey. And guys, it is going to be a banging last 75% of 2024. Do not worry about what this first 25% was like, because we're stepping into the new, we're stepping into the now, and we are here to own our true potential. So thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, post it to your story, tag at Naked in Truth Podcast, and I want you to write the words or the word uncomfortable, because we are about to get uncomfortable together. That is going to lead us to a position of feeling comfortable, feeling content, and not feeling like we're constantly living another day where we're not living up to our potential. So I believe in you. I'm ready to see those stories come through, and I'm so excited for what's about to come. Thank you so much again for tuning in. And just remember, love always wins. And that's another honest episode drop. Thank you for tuning into Naked in Truth, where we come together each week to own our potential and level up our lives with intention. Don't forget to head over to our Instagram page at Naked in Truth Podcast to stay up to date on future episodes, guest speakers, and more inspiration that will allow for you to continue to make your impact. And you know, reviews are so important for building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoy this podcast, please take 2 seconds out of your day to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more people like you can learn how to own their potential too. If you love this episode, make sure to take a screenshot and tag at Naked in Truth Podcast on Instagram and share it with someone who you know needs it. Thank you so much again for tuning into Naked in Truth. And remember, love always wins.